there is another equally famous story of a young Sasquatch that was covered, recovered, called Jacko.
Yeah, share that with us.
This would have been in the late 1800s in British Columbia, near Yale, BC, and some people found what looked like a young. It was totally described in great detail in the local paper as being an ape-like creature, and in fact, they subdued it by, you know, somebody threw a rock on its head, and then they caged it. And they talk about, you know, feeding it, and the local town doctor didn't think they should give it meat because it would make it more fierce. And it's the most amazing detailed account. People have speculated whether it was a hoax or not, but one thing is clear, that Jacko also disappeared. And there again, the story emerged that Jacko was initially in the P.T. Barnum and Bailey Circus, and actually was shown as the original dog-faced boy, and eventually was replaced by an actual hair-covered human. But there have been stories that this similar kind of thing happened. Jacko ended up in a carnival.
The reports that you get about Bigfoot and the research that you undertook for the video Sasquatch Odyssey, were they more reports of animal-looking creatures or human-looking creatures?
Gosh, well, you know, there have been so many variations on this. I think one thing that's really interesting about it is that there have been several situations where hunters or people with rifles in hand have been confronted with a Sasquatch. They're standing there, they're terrified, or they've got a clear shot at one, and they don't shoot it. And the reason, case after case, that people give for not shooting it is, it looked too human. I couldn't do it. And that's really interesting. You know, if you think about that, you know, staring in the face of one of these and going, my gosh, you know, here's something that could be a relative of ours. And I don't want to kill it.
well, you know, that was one of the arguments, by the way, of Renee DeHinden versus some of the other people. He claimed that because, was it Grover Krantz who said it was, he believed it was an animal.
Yes.
Renee believed that the moment you say it's an animal, you give credence to people to shoot it. And
yes.
he was vehemently opposed to that.
Yes. And we actually, if you wanted to play that later, I think we may have a clip of that as well. But one interesting story that, actually happened to us during the filming of Sasquatch Odyssey is we went out to interview John Green out in Harrison, and this is one of the other hotbeds of Bigfoot activity, by the way. It's not just Bluff Creek, California, where all of the, you know, the Patterson film occurred and the 1958 sightings occurred, track sightings, but in Harrison. There have been, this is where the word Sasquatch was coined, was in Harrison, and this is where John Green has lived all his life, and the local Indians there have accounts of children being stolen away by Sasquatches, and many, many stories in that area. But when we went up to see John, and it just, I mean, literally, we didn't even have our big cameras with us, and he said, oh, by the way, I just got a report in. Do you guys want to come with me? And here he is, you know, 74 years old, you know, going off to investigate another Bigfoot sighting. So we went up and we met a bear hunter, and he lived in a logging camp, and he was out hunting bear with a partner of his, and they were trying to flush what they thought was a bear out of the woods, and when he sighted this thing, and it was kind of at dusk, he saw this kind of conical shaped head. And it wasn't, he knew it wasn't a bear, and he shouted out because he thought it was a human, but it didn't answer. And it eventually, you know, disappeared into the forest, but we actually looked at some depressions in the ground and stuff where he said this thing had been walking. So here's a guy used to hunting bears, and, you know, I mean, they didn't have anything to gain by, again, like the state trooper, you know, these aren't people who have made money off of this.